This is what President Bashir has delivered today in front of the parliament, and which is starting today one of its new terms of office, is that he confirmed the position of NCP, that the NCP would never give up working for unity to the last moment, in spite of the fact that our partners, brothers and sisters in SPLM, some of them have declared publicly, including Commander-in-Chief President Sylvester Merdet, the President of SPLM, SPLA, that he is a secessionist. But we believe President Bashir is echoing the position of NCP, that to the last moment, NCP will fight for the unity of the country, because it's a commitment of the CPA and it's a responsibility of every Sudanese.
As some people are saying, that it really sets up the NCP to reject whatever outcome of the referendum will be. Is that a case, that the NCP, or is that the NCP's position?
No, but in fact, President al-Bashir, in his famous speech, he said that while we are working for unity, we will accept the outcome of a credible referendum. And he said, when we sign the CPA, we know that although the CPA is, to us, is meant unity, but we know that secession is also a choice. And this is, has been said repeatedly by NCP leaders, including the president of NCP, the president of the country, President al-Bashir himself. But our SPLM's colleagues now, feeling that they're getting the support of some international players, including the USA, they've always tried to present NCP as a party, you know, who is not giving promises, while NCP has always been fulfilling his promises, the SPLM is doing otherwise. We are committed to the CPA. We'll go to the end of it until the referendum is being executed. But definitely, SPLM, if it's going to rig the referendum, this is, will not be accepted by anybody, not only NCP, but it will not be accepted by the citizens themselves, and it may not be accepted by the regional international community. As some SPLM leaders are not believers that Southern Sudanese are for secession.
Well, Professor Gandor, the SPLM officials have said that the NCP has not made unity attractive despite promises. What is your reaction to this?
You know, NCP has worked for a reactive unity when they signed the document called the CPA, the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, that went to the extent that it has given part of the country the right to vote for their own fate, and it may be the price of that, maybe separation of part of the country. To us, attractive unity is about the CPA that gave a share of power, representation in the central government as per the percentage of the Southern Sudanese, a fully control of the South, an independent SPLA during the interim period, a separation of a full share of wealth, etc., and a stoppage of the longest war in Africa that continued for more than 50 years. You know that the war in the South started before independence in August 1955, and continued on until the CPA was signed on the 9th of January 2005. It was SCP leaders, it was President al-Bashir, it was Ali Osman Taha who signed the CPA. It wasn't any other government, but it's still SPLM colleagues who were never living in the North during the miseries of war, who were not there, who were internationally scattered in some European or American or Canadian or Australian cities, are now calling for a separation of the country, while the poor people are still voting for services, including water, health, education, etc.